It's commit season, and it's time to talk defense.
In a world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off. And you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Fye.
What's up? We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Happy Thursday. I'm your host, Charlie Five, and we're getting ready to rock and roll. We're going to talk. Yesterday, we talked offense. Today, we're going to talk defense after this visit season. We're getting ready to we're encroaching on commit season. We've already kind of kicked it off the last couple of weeks. So we're going to talk defense, possible commits, and what this class could look like in the very near future. So before we do that, you know, we got to give a shout out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. Look, you can find Ford pretty much anywhere on the internet. If you want to catch some of his television episodes, you can catch him at retirementresults.com. Obviously, activewealth.com. If you want to get a signed copy of his book with all kinds of different annuity strategies at annuity360.net, you can get it there. Auburn guy you got a connection with, guy you know you can trust, tell him War Eagle, tell him I sent you, reach out to him, make a friend, and just make sure you're where you need to be as far as all the money that you've worked hard to save and grow. Give Ford a shout and make sure that you're in the right spot. So, Active Wealth Management, got to show some love to Ford Stokes. All right, yesterday we did offensive mock class. Today we're going to switch over and move to defense. Your defensive class is bigger already than your offensive class. You already have a lot of commits. You have a majority of your commits on the defensive side, but there's still some pieces that you need to finish off to go ahead and make this class, get this class into that top five level. And then when we get to the end, we're going to talk about where cumulatively we feel like this class could possibly fall. So you got to start with the defensive line. You got two commits already, longtime commits, Jordan Crawford and Malik Autry. Jordan Crawford, I think, is going to end up being the best player in this whole class. I've said that multiple times. The kid is a freak, incredibly strong, incredibly gifted, seems like just such a hard worker. Cannot wait for this kid to get on campus. And then Malik Autry, longtime commit from Opelika, who hometown kid, gone on a lot of visits, but always still remains strong with Auburn. He's a five-star on 247. I think with a big senior season, you could see his ranking shoot up even further. And in these summer, maybe some of these summer camp series and different things, you could see his recruiting ranking continue to climb. So Auburn's looking to take, I would say four is probably the magic number as far as interior type defensive linemen. So you're probably going to look at taking two more. Who are those going to be? I think number one, you're going to get a recommitment from Kalen Edwards from Dyersburg, Tennessee. If you remember, we had four defensive line commits. He was part of it. Another four-star kid, big, big, big body interior guy. I think, when you switched over from Jeremy Garrett to Vontro King Williams, he had a little bit of a, the relationship piece. They had to work on the relationship piece. Well, he's done that. He's come in, visited multiple times. I think the relationship between him and the new defensive line coach are building and getting a lot better. And I think they'd love to add this kid back into the class. So I'm looking at Kalen Edwards. I think if I'm predicting it, I think Kalen Edwards would probably be back in this class. And then I think it's kind of a toss-up between two guys. These are two of your higher ranked guys that you're going to push for that you'd love to add. Antonio Coleman from Saraland and Nate Marshall from Oak Park, Illinois, basically Chicago. You know, it's both those guys. If you can get one of those guys, that pretty much solidifies your defensive line, your interior defensive line class. And I think if you get either one of those, you're happy. But if I had to guess right now, Auburn, I think, and Hugh Freeze really wants the in-state connections, really wants to push in-state. You're looking at a chance. You flip this guy, there's a legitimate chance you could land 9 to 10 out of the top 15 in the state of Alabama from this current cycle. And I think ultimately, even though there's the Chicago connection with Vontrell King Williams, I still think that the guy is going to be that's going to round out the class is going to be Antonio Coleman. Now, as you'll see when we get close to the end, the numbers, this is going to be a big class. You know, you were short on scholarships this past year, so you got scholarships to give. Plus, you lose a ton of seniors in this next class. Essentially, you got like a bunch of seniors, no juniors, and then sophomore and freshmen. So you got scholarships to play with, but the numbers are going to become an issue. And I'm wondering if they try to find a way to take both of these kids. But ultimately, I think you just end up with four. And I think the last piece will be Antonio Coleman. So Jordan Crawford, Malik Autry, Kalen Edwards, Antonio Coleman, four big four-star interior linemen. I think you take that. You'll take four of those every single year. You may not be able to. Yeah, take three to four of those every single year, and you're going to be at the level you need to be as far as competition goes, because that's what your rivals do. That's what these big-time schools do. They load up in the trenches, and this is some beef. This is some girth in the middle of the line. What a great class this would be if you can line up and knock out these four guys, four out of these five guys. And then if you make the numbers work, maybe you try to take all five, but I think you just get four. All right. Moving from the defensive line, let's go to the Buck linebacker pass rushing specialists. I can't really get my finger around how we're gonna play this, because there's some guys that are heavy leans towards Auburn, but there's only like one Buck on the field at a time. So can you really take a ton in one class? Number one, you got that I think you don't have one committed yet, but I think the first one you're going to get committed, and I think it's going to be pretty quick, is we've talked about this kid for seemingly 2 weeks now, Herbert Scroggins. He just put out a tweet announcing on June 25th, which is, if you're listening to this today, I think that's Tuesday. Okay, so I know it's Tuesday because my wife's birthday is the 26th, and that's Wednesday. So got to remember that. So Tuesday, Herbert Scroggins is going to pull the trigger. I think it's going to be Auburn. You're going to love this kid. This kid is his rankings are going to, I think, with the commitment, more eyeballs are going to get on him. And with a good senior year, his rankings are going to go up even higher. He's a four-star on Rivals. He's a three-star elsewhere, but I still think, again, very underrated player. If he was playing in like one of these Atlanta schools, if Scroggins was playing in like Buford or a Carrollton or, you know, somewhere, one of these bigger, well-known Georgia schools instead of way down in Savannah, I think he'd have a lot more eyes on him and his recruiting ranking would be a lot higher. Big kid, very versatile, raw, but has the skills, has the physical gifts that you need at pass rush at that Buck position. Then you got two in-state guys where there's a great conversation on what's going to happen, what could possibly happen with them. And then you throw in the wild card. You got a wild card as well. So you got Zion Grady, number one, teammate, Enterprise High School. Zion Grady from Enterprise, that's also teammates with Eric Winters. You got Jared Smith, who's also an in-state guy from Thompson. And then the recent USC decommit, who's been here a few times, perceived to be a heavy lean towards Georgia, and understandably so. I think that's probably, if I had to bet right now, I'd say that's where he ends up being. But if Julian Lewis ends up being the quarterback, which I believe he will, if Julian Lewis ends up being the quarterback, I don't think you can take this kid off the table. I think when you hear either Julian or his dad say there's players that might want to, that would come with him to Auburn. When you hear people say things like that, there's players that'll come with Julian that probably wouldn't be as high on Auburn prior to Julian arriving. This would be a guy that I would look out for. But ultimately, I think you take one of Zion Grady or Jared Smith. I don't really know who that is yet, but I'm going to lean towards Zion Grady just because of the teammate connection with Eric Winters. Now, could Jared Smith, could Zion Grady sort of gain a little bit of weight and move towards more of like a traditional defensive end, and then you take a Jared Smith as a true edge or vice versa? It's possible, but again, you're working on those numbers. You're working against numbers. So I think you end up taking one of these guys, Zion Grady or Jared Smith, and I think you end up with Zion Grady just because of the teammate connection. And I think he wants to announce pretty soon. I think he wants to try to get this thing over with somewhere around, like the early part of July. So that'll be something to watch. I know they're still evaluating Jared Smith. I think he came in on a visit on Monday, had a workout, everything. I think everything went good, but I think it's just still so early. I'm just going to stick with the longer relationship for right now. Zion Grady could change, but I think your Buck linebackers are Herbert Scroggins and Zion Grady, and I think you're ecstatic. You're absolutely ecstatic about those two additions. So we got defensive line. We got Buck linebacker. Let's move to real linebacker. Let's move to the head busters, the head just break your face mask guys. Currently, you got Ja'Caleb Faulk listed as a linebacker commit. Big kid. I think I wouldn't be surprised eventually if he even moved to the Buck position. But currently, you have Ja'Caleb Faulk and you have Tyler Lockhart, both really high four-star guys, both locked in. Tyler Lockhart is a monster. He's already 6'4", 200 pounds. So just those two guys, you're absolutely jacked to have those guys. Again, working on the numbers, working against the numbers, I think you're probably only going to be able to add one more. And then if you can add two, it'll be because you lost some or you rearranged the numbers somewhere else. So who's going to be that? I'm going to predict as we're adding just one more linebacker. So if we're only adding one more guy, I think that guy's going to be Elijah Menendez. You're still going to be recruiting Daryl Duke Johnson. He seems like he's going to be a pretty tough flip from Alabama. We'll see what happens if he comes back for Big Cat Weekend. But Elijah Menendez has said that he wants to come back to Big Cat Weekend. He's a current Miami commit, but ton of confidence building around this kid. And I would absolutely love this would be one of my favorite players of the class. He just posted a tweet last night where he's like doing construction work on the side, like remodels, just that kind of kid. Homegrown, good foundation, hard work. And then on top of it, he's a great football player. I'm talking about this guy erases lead blockers. So if you're a pulling guard, you better have your head on a swivel because Elijah Menendez will take your head off of your shoulders. So I would be beyond elated if you end up adding an Elijah Menendez. I think he's kind of eyeing an end of the month sort of shutdown, like a lot of kids are, end of July sort of shutdown as far as recruiting goes. Again, I say this, it's a theme. What are we shutting down if you're already committed? So I think he's been to Ole Miss. He's been to multiple other different places, but I think Auburn, feels very confident about this kid. And I think you'd love to add him as your third linebacker, Elijah Menendez. That's what I'm going to go with for right now. There's some other guys that could sort of, step in if you miss on that one, but we're just going to hang out with Elijah Menendez for right now as our third linebacker. All right, moving on to corner. Before we go on to corner, obviously, let's give a shout out to plainscoffee.com, the number one coffee spot for Auburn fans on the interweb. Use coupon code button for 10% off. They have a flavor for everything. I saw something that was like cowboy blend on there. I have no idea what that is, but it sounds cool. And so that's the one that I got my eyes. That's the one I got circled to head this way. All the coffee is freshly roasted, freshly ground, just days before it ships. You can smell it from the delivery man. You can smell it from his truck. It's so fresh. So stop going to the big box stores buying stuff that's been sitting on the shelf for months. Check them out, plainscoffee.com. Use coupon code button. All right, moving on to cornerbacks. This is another class. It's already going to be It's already big, and you're looking to add to it. So right off the bat, you have Devin Williams, who was your big four-star commit from Buford High School, you know, a big-time high school powerhouse that puts out a lot of talent. Devin Williams, Dante Core, a kid from Fort Walton Beach that's very versatile, could play a little bit of safety, could play corner. You really like this kid. You singled him out early, and you went and got him. Donovan Starr, your track star, no pun intended. Dude can absolutely fly. You want that kind of ability in the defensive backfield, be able to close. Be able to close gaps, close ground. You really like Donovan Starr. So I think you're going to add at least two more. I want to say at least. I think with the numbers, you're probably going to only be able to add two more. And right now, I know Hugh said Naeem offered. Hugh's not missing on that guy. Now, I take Hugh for I don't have any doubts that Hugh could land that guy. But as far as predictions go right now, I'm going to say Auburn winds up with Blake Woodby, which we've talked about for a while. I think he's eyeing sort of a July lock-in commitment date. Would be one of your top-rated commits. I think he'll be right there behind Eric Winters if he were to go ahead and pull the trigger. And then you got newly shot up the desire of the coaching staff. Guy that's really jumped up on their radar, and that's Shamar Arnaud from Carrollton, Georgia, teammates with Juju Lewis. Guy is true, almost right at 6'3" corner, which is like having gold. It just doesn't exist. Typically, those guys are very, very rare. You got a guy that's 6'3", but still has the athletic ability to be able to run, be able to get in the mix, be able to be physical. Shamar Arnaud, I think that ends up being your final corner, and that's a heck of a class. Now, with the numbers, with the way the numbers work out, this is a bunch of – I mean, you're getting close to 30 total commits. I wouldn't be shocked if you – maybe lost a kid from this class, from this corner class. I don't really know who it would be. Devin Williams has some interest. He either is visiting Texas this weekend. I think he's actually visiting. He is visiting Texas this weekend. So again, I think there to be able to make things work, and especially if you feel like you can add a Naeem Offord, you're going to have to make some room somewhere. I could see some attrition. In this room. So I think, But I don't think it's going to be anything that you're going to be, you know, devastated about. But I could see some people this part of this class being this one in the offensive line class. I could see some attrition where you may lose one guy from this class just because they're so big, and you know they may get a better offer, see a better playing time elsewhere. So, but right now I'm going adding Blake Woodby, adding Shamar Arnaud as your final two corners. And then we'll see on Naeem Offord. Again, I don't doubt Hugh, but I'm just, as of right now, again, try not to be super duper homer, even though I know that's, people probably think that's probably all I do, but I'm trying just to be a little bit realistic. Then you move on to safety. You already got Eric Winters, your do-it-all guy. He can play a lot of different places. And then your big boy, Anquan Fagans. I think that's going to be the last little addition to this, to go ahead and round off this class. Anquan Fagans, who is a high four-star safety from Thompson High School, right just south of Birmingham. You've sort of been on him a while. I think he's announced even that he is going to, you know, announce his commitment shortly after Big Cat Weekend. So it's either going to be on Big Cat Weekend or shortly after. I think he'll be in this class as well. And then obviously your last guy, Bryce Deese, who's going to end up being a linebacker at the next level. But he also could be sort of like an Eric Winters player. Now, if we get everybody we're talking about, that's like 32 guys. Okay. So you're 30 is probably the number. 30 is probably the number. So there's going to be some attrition. Again, I would look at corner and offensive line. Could you have some guys that, you know, either drop out, go find a better spot elsewhere. Not really sure, but I do. You can't take all those. You can't take all those guys. You're going to have some attrition somewhere, even with the scholarship numbers that you have available. And I would kind of keep my eyes on those two classes. So understand that if you see some decommitments, you understand that the guys that, I mean, all those guys that I just listed are not far-fetched. That's not like I'm taking a huge reach. I'm not just jumping out there and making a crazy prediction. Those guys could legitimately, they could commit like within, a lot of those guys could commit within like the next month and a half. Like they're that close. So again, I still, there's going to be some numbers that are going to have to be worked out. But in the end, I think somewhere around that 30 number is what this class is going to look like. And that's going to give you a bunch of points in the recruiting rankings. If you get the majority of the guys that I've listed, the way the 247 class calculator works, it puts you squarely in the top four. You can go back as far as like 2020. It's those that class as far as point value has always been top four or better since 2020. So you feel if you, and again, that's not a far-fetched scenario that could very well happen. And I don't, the only real reach, I made a few maybe possible reaches on some flips, but they're flips that I feel like are very close to, you know, either A, happening, or B, you just feel really confident about it. Guys that have already said they're going to come back for Big Cat Weekend, that you felt good when they came on their official visit, and obviously you're going to feel really good as they come back. So let's see how it shakes out. That's a lot of fun. This thing will change as commits come, as decommits happen, but we'll do a couple more as the year goes on, offensive, defensive mock classes. But gosh, we're filling up fast, so it's not going to be like it's a bunch of predictions. You know, you already got 15 commits. I think you're halfway there, and you're probably about to reel off another couple next week, and we'll see how those go. Tomorrow we'll probably talk about who are some of the next guys to be on the lookout as far as commits go. So we'll talk about that and then look at, you know, where does that put Auburn in the rankings if you end up landing these guys by the end of, like, say, July. So it's a lot of fun to talk recruiting, a lot of stuff going on. It's commit season. Visit season is pretty much over. This is the last weekend. You may have some stragglers come in. A lot of the coaches are on vacation, but right now you got all your big time visits in, and now you're gonna recharge and you're gonna get ready for the Big Cat Weekend blowout at the end of July. So that was a lot of fun. I really appreciate you guys listening. Like this video, subscribe to this channel, leave a comment. Let me know what you think. Let me know if I missed somebody. Let me know if you disagree with some of the commitments, if you think we're going to go elsewhere at a certain position. Let me know about it, and we'll discuss and we'll have some fun. Follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5. You can catch me here every single day. And you know, we'll be back again tomorrow. I really appreciate it. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay button.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.